Okay, just to clarify one thing from last week. I can't hold back. Just a cool claw. Amazing. Cool claw. We ended off last week that that at the end of the day, if we have arvus, meaning we have the suffix of the Dago Meravava, who brings up maybe Nashim don't have arvus. So now, the Prima Gadim just mirrors it. Prima Gadim brings the same suffix and he says he's not sure. And we mentioned last week that Halak Lamayis, we paskin that there is arvus by Nashim. Who says so? The Shartzian, right. Shartzian, who's the, again, the same Mishnah Berurah, right? Three parts. This is just quoting it, sourcing it. Shartzian is just sourcing all of his conclusions in Mishnah Berurah. He brings some Shuvas Riki Veger. But, this is just a cool klal. I never believe these things, but it's actually written. It's actually black and white in Svar. When you look at the Shartzian, it just brings two shitas. So let me ask you a general question. Mishnah Berurah, sometimes they'll tell you, like, clearly that he's not being machriya. Mark David, right? And he tells you, I'm not taking a side. But there are other times when the Shibura brings two shitas. Who does he pass like? Yeah. So people have these klalim. Klalim in the Mishnah Berurah, which leads you into a bigger conversation. The Mishnah Berurah is looking to paskin halacha l'maisa when he simply quotes the Magen Avraham, right? He's actually passing the Halacha L'maaseh, and people want to glean how we can apply the Mishnah Berurah to practical day applications. He simply quotes a Magen Avraham. So it gets a little bit tricky. Maybe he wasn't actually passing in this scenario, right? There's few times when he actually gets into Bismanenu, right? There's one in Muktzah when he talks about the what are they called? Those watches? Pocket watch. Yeah, he talks about pocket watches. Thank you. So he talks about actually, like, nowadays, there's very few times he actually says nowadays. But that's a separate discussion. But one of the klalim they say is the word avol, when the Shabura says avol, it's a psak. So I didn't ever like it because, like, who said? So they say b'shem Rabbi Yaakov, and they ask Rabbi Yaakov, what's your makar? And he said that I've learned Mishnah Berurah many, many times. So I never liked this. Well, that's the best makar. Take my word for it, take it or leave it. So it's actually printed. If you look in Tshuvas Emes Liakiv, in Shabbos, in Simen Shin Mem, I think it's Sif Vav. He actually writes it. That Avos of Psak. So now if you look back to Shartzin, it's a cool thing. When you want to, like, figure out what the Mishnah Berurah comes to do. Shartzin over here goes and says in Sif Katan Tes, in the Shartzin, he goes and he says, in the Mishnah Berurah he says, Nashim are Shaykh to Arvus. In the bottom, and therefore they could be Moitzi a man. In the bottom he goes and he writes, Ayin Prima Gadim Psicha Shem Stapik Vozeh. Says the Shartzin, the Prima Gadim is not so sure. Maybe an Isha, even though she's Mechuyeves, she can't be Motzi someone else. And he says, so the Prima Gadim's unsure, maybe a woman can't be Motzi someone else. And he says, Dogomer Vava, he's where it all started. He's the one who really, he made up a suffix. He says, I'm not sure. And everyone's just getting nervous because Dogomer Vava, Nadi Behuda, went and said, same person, went and said, he's Mesupik. Avol comes along the Mishnah Berurah. Avol, Hagoyin, Reb Kiva Eger, Betshuva, Simen Zayin, and in his Chidushim, Reb Kiva Eger in Chidushim, he disagrees with Dogomer Vava. So, when you want to know how the Mishnah actually paskins, applying the Rabbi Yaakov, it would actually be clear. He would be going that there is arvus. So when there's arvus, you're going to come out that all of our shilas are really not as there. It's a moot point. Because Lamaisa, bottom line, she could be a Darabon, you could be a Daraisa, however it works out. And you're going to be able to still be Moitzi here, applying the klal of Af Bishayatza, assuming the Magen Avraham was even right, that you were Yotze with Tefillah, meaning after you get through all the hurdles of the Bir Halacha, Af Bishayatza Moitzi will enable you, powered by Arvus, to be Motzi, your wife, or anyone else who's on a Daraisa, albeit that you're on a Darabon. Okay, next. Now we're going to get to Sif Gimel. We're just going to run through in the 5 minutes we have Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is the beginning. One aspect of it is very not applicable. It's about when you really are strapped for cash, what takes precedence? Wine for Kiddush or bread for Challah. And we paskin that we should make sure you have to have wine. Now, the Mechaber already goes and addresses and he highlights, wait, but the Mechaber goes and says, Sif Gimel, let's read it. He doesn't have enough money to cover his wine and his food. Yeah. Covered on Laila, Ula Chvayr Ayom, Ula Kiddush Ayom. So what should he do? He doesn't have enough to cover everything. Mutav Sheikne Yain, Lekiddush HaLaila, Mimashi Yachin Tzarech HaYasuda, Oy Mimashi Yachin Sheikne Yain Lezarech Ayom. The Ha De Tanya, it's very odd, in the Mechaber, right? Mechaber asking a question and answering it. This is a halacha sefer. Yet he asks the question. The Ha De Tanya covered Yom Kodim LeKovah Laila. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says, covered Yom Kodim, the covered Laila, Dafka B'Shar Tzarech HaYasuda. That's only by other foods. If you don't have one cup of wine, you make sure you have wine. Wine is the most important thing. That's what the Mechaber paskins. What do you see? Meaning...
He wouldn't tell anyone about it because he
didn't... There must be a correlation. Well, that goes to the chinuch, the phone lines to the chinuch. The chinuch goes and says, the reason why we have a wine is because it's mechubad. We want to go and give a chashivas to the bracha. That's the time that the chinuch gives. So yeah, there's definitely a correlation. Correct. Well, we want to be mechabed the kiddush, right? It doesn't have a covet of its own right. It's servicing to be mechabed kiddush. Correct. Covet kiddush. Right. Now, here's where it gets cool. What's the application of being mechabed the yomtiv, the day suda? Well, so the marshal actually goes and says, "Yam shel Shlomi, you should have dafka fish, right?" The marshal says, "I only have fish by day, but anyone who's a little bit heimish has fish always. All three. What do you mean? In Reish Mem Beis, in the beginning, the very first siman in Hilchos Shabbos, says you should have fish every single three times over Shabbos. But I saw one interesting thing that the Shmir Shabbos actually writes. We have 3 minutes, so some say that chulent is the food that is the fulfillment of a certain chashivas for Shabbos day. Because Shabbos day is supposed to be more chashiv, right? The Shmir Shabbos goes and writes in Perek Nun Dalit, in Sifkot and Yud Aleph, in the Ha'ara. He goes and he brings down that he's not so happy about many people want to go and they want to chop in Shal Shudas. So what do? They come home. They go and they have... You'll hear. They come home, they want to get in two rolls. They wash, let's say they spend 20 minutes walking around the block, assuming that's a Shini Makarim, and now fresh start. When they have their main Suda with all their food, that's going to be Shal Shudas. Says the Shmir Shabbos, what happened to Kavod? The Kavod of the second Suda is supposed to be, it's not Sudas Hayom anytime over the day. It's Suda Shmiya is supposed to be the most Mechubad as it pertains to food. Again, if you don't have wine, wine overrides. Food, the day meal is supposed to be your best. Some places can even go and say that you should have better kalim. You should have nice kalim. Dafka for the day meal. Because the Gemara says you're supposed to be mechaber the day. And Rav Shlomo Zalman goes and says, actually in Halicha Shlomo and Hilchas Tfilah I saw brought down, he goes and he says, that's why we have eggs. Because the Gemara has a special chashivas for an egg. We have eggs by daytime specifically, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, I heard from a Chacham Echad, because of this Gemara to be mechaber the yom. That's why we have eggs dafka by day. So, it's an alternative. If you don't have cholent, if you're a vegetarian, you still have eggs. So, or veggie, or yeah. So, says the, where are we? We're by the, says the Shmir Shabbos, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it because if you're going to go and try to get that small little two rolls and then have your main meal, Bishal Shudas, you lost being mechabed the second Suda. But he says it's shver, I'm not so convinced because the Mishnah Brura seems to not be bothered by it in Erev Pesach Shachal B'Shabbos. Because what does he tell you to do? You should go and have a small Suda by day. And then your Shalosh Shudas, which is supposed to be too early, you're not supposed to have it too late, because you're supposed to eat matzah with a hearty appetite, can be with all your Pesach Kalim and a full-blown Suda. What happened? So we'll leave it off to food for thought. Either we're going to have to be Mechalik, that... You know, Erev Pesach, you know, it's an extenuating circumstance, or the din is not that binding. Shkoyach.
Thank you.